الحمد لله رب العالمين وسلمنا على سيدنا ونبينا القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى اهل بيته الاطيبين الانجبين منهم نتولى ومن اعدائهم نتبرا الى الله. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا محافظا مطالبا ناصرا ودليلا معينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك توضا وتمتعه فيها طريقا. Once again, thank you all for giving the opportunity to serve. And may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make this forthcoming month of Ramadan, which is Mubarak itself, Mubarak to each one of us, make it an asset that would remain, an asset in our graves, in our barzakh, and in our qiyam, inshaAllah. As usual, some tips and reminders for the forthcoming days and nights that we have fast approaching ahead. There has been no confirmation about the moon sighting, so tomorrow is not the first. Inshallah, Saturday will be the first of the sacred month of Ramadan. For tomorrow, there will be some special amal which will be inshallah conducted here. Part of them are mentioned by Brother Baig, and inshallah, in detail, they will be mentioned here tomorrow. One of the things that we ought to get help in all these amal and practices and rituals is to seek help from Ma'sumeen alayhi salam, especially the Imam of time, Imam al-Asr ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. The theme throughout the month has to be different. Whatever it was till today, for the sacred month of Ramadan, the theme has to be the theme of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And all the applications that we have for this heart have to be applied, and that is regarding the sacred month of Ramadan. Throughout the month that we start the services, the whole idea is that we come and perceive the Laylatul Qadr, which one of that we do not know, the 19th, 21st or the 23rd. The idea is that we prepare ourselves gradually, slowly, and come to that night to perceive it. For us to be blessed to perceive that night, which is Laylatul Qadr, one of the tips which the Almighty has mentioned is the recitation of Dua, Josh and Kabir on the eve of the first of the sacred month of Ramadan, which is tomorrow night. And someone who recites this Dua will be blessed to perceive Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, as Quran says, خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, is better than 1,000 months. And there in the glorious saying, our sixth Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says that مَنْ أَدْرَكَ فَاطِمَا فَقَدْ أَدْرَكَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ, that whosoever has perceived Fatima has indeed perceived Laylatul Qadr. And may Allah help us with our niyyat, with the intentions that we have. And these intentions have to be purified from the day one. The better the intention of our fasts, of our prayers would be, the better the prayer and the fast itself would be. If we look into the prayers that we have, the fasts that we observe, the prayers that are recited with the angels, they come to take these prayers from us. Some prayers, they elevate. Some they are dumped onto our heads. They see this prayer, does it possess the fragrance of Ali? Does it possess the fragrance of Mahdi? If that was the case, that prayer ascends, that fast ascends. To have that fragrance enhanced in our fasts, in our prayers, we need to seek assistance from Ma'sumeen alayhi wasalam. The month is the month of Amirul Mu'mineen. The month is the month of Imam al-Asr, because Laylatul Qadr belongs to Imam al-Asr. So if we seeking help from them helps us in having better niyyat throughout the month. And one of the teachings that we have is that before we start our prayers, before we start our fasts, is that saying that Ya Sahib as-Zaman Adrikni, help. Ya Allah, you want to give me help. That is asking, that is the tawassul that we have. Tawassul doesn't mean that we sit and recite the dua, tawassul, and no, just that adrikni, that having that bond, that association with masumeen that helps in protecting our niyya and in elevating those prayers and those salats that we have. Sincere niyat, meaning that every day when I come to attend these gatherings, my niyat should be khalis. It should be sincere that I'm coming here to learn, to increase my ma'rifah, so that the distance between me and my Lord, it decreases. The other thing is that it's the month when we have to sit and cry on our own selves, all the wrong that we have done throughout our lives. As it was mentioned in this dua, Zanab to Nafsi, that all that wrong that I have done onto my soul, which has corrupted and contaminated the soul, that has to be cleared. Now how do we clear that? By crying. And by crying in our own self. And when it comes to crying, a quality drop of tear is better than hundreds of gallons of tears pouring out. If we sit and understand who we are, what the origin is, what the destination is, what we are lacking, the price tag that Allah has given to us, how much it has decreased from the original price, that needs a lot of crying on ourselves. And this is the month to repent, that's the month of repentance. The other thing is that we have to have a target every day. That is a set amount of amal, a set amount of recitals we must recite every day. The teaching that we have from Masumeen alayhi salam is that every day recite 1,000 times Surah Al-Qadr. And then there are reports which say that 100 times Surah Al-Dukhwan. 100 times is going to be too much for us. At least one, at least three. Or make it as such that you recite Surah Al-Dukhwan 100 times throughout the month. So if you do three or four every day, that would be sufficient to make at least 100 times recitation of Surah Al-Dukhwan throughout this month. One more thing is the recitation of Tawaf Iftitah. Make it such that you recite it at night, because that is the teaching taught to us by the 12th Imam, and it's the words of him as well. So he has instructed us to recite this dua iftitah every night. Night means after Maghrib, not before Maghrib. So that is again to be recited. Dua Josh and Kabir will be recited tomorrow. One more tip and reminder to sisters is that many a times it is understood that sisters who are in their monthly cycle, they shouldn't be observing prayers are waived for them. Fasts have to be made up later. But it doesn't mean that whatever time they used to spend for this worship or to reduce this distance between them and their Lord, during those days when they are away from prayers, they don't do anything. It is mustahab. For example, if the time was spent 3 times a day, 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever, on the prayer mat, you sit on that prayer mat, although you don't recite your prayers, but at least occupy yourself in zikr, in some sort of meditation, in some sort of recitals with Allah Ta'ala. And also the other misunderstanding which sisters have over here is that when they are in their days, they shouldn't be reciting the Holy Quran. We don't have any room. It says that makruh, it is makruh to recite Quran. Makruh means the sawab reduces. If, for example, someone who was not in that status and performs a wuzu and recites Quran gets a sawab, which is, for example, $100. Now, in that status, when they would be reciting Quran, instead of they would get $80 sawab. So, although they are getting something, makruh in ibadah means aqallu sawaban, that is, the reward just reduces. Not that it is something which is hated and a person should not be doing it. No, in ibadah, it doesn't mean that. In ibadah, it means that the sawab is reduced. So sisters who are in those days, it isn't as such that they should put aside everything and then open up whenever they are clear. No, those amal, those disciples can continue even in those days. So impose certain tasks on yourself in this one month, because that is the month of training. There is a lot of wrong that has been accumulated on our system throughout this one year after Eid al-Fitr till now. And this is the time that we have to get cleared and clean ourselves. So in this month, we have to train our heart. And by the end of the month, you would know that it was mentioned last year, that we feel that there has been a change in us, and we have to train ourselves, we have to train our eyes, we have to train. The other thing is that when we talked about the intentions, they have to be pure and sincere. We shouldn't be working only for ourselves. When I pray for you, you pray for me, your prayers are accepted, my prayers are accepted. We shouldn't be selfish when it comes to prayers. We have to pray for each other. So from the day one, intentions have to be there. When it comes to the niyat of fast, either you fast on the first night, you intend that I'll be observing the fast for the entire month until the day of Eid, Qurbatan ilallah, or you have a niyat every day. For the first, that is, if you have a niyat tomorrow night, then intend that you will be observing the fasts for this entire month, Qurbatan ilallah, that will be sufficient. And also in these du'as, recitals, recitation of Quran, which again, it's highly recommended for this month because it is the month of Quran, it is said that at least one complete recitation of Quran is mustahab. That is, if you recite one juz of Quran every day, it doesn't mean that it's only one juz, as much as we can, that is, the more the better, has to be recited. So the minimum is at least one recitation of the Holy Quran in this entire month. And when we do this recitation, it shouldn't be said that we intend ourselves only. No, intend everyone, whosoever you know, all mu'minin and mu'minat, that's even much better. And intend all mu'minin and all mu'minat, and then you present this recitation of Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then ask him to distribute the sawab of that to whosoever you want. Or the best is that you ask him to send the sawab to everyone, all mu'minin and all mu'minat, from the first one, whoever was created, to the last one, whoever it's going to be. So all these are some reminders for our intentions that we have. And inshallah, for the well-being of each one of us present in this majlis, for the well-being of the Imam of age, so that his zuhur is hastened and we hear the divine call of the Imam in this month of Ramadan, inshallah. Make it as such that we are enlisted among his true servants, among his true supporters, and those who seek shahadat in his service. Not forgetting all those who were with us till last year, who are not with us this year, all those who have been with us, but due to whatever illness they have, they are not able to participate for their well-being. For our children, for their imam, for their islam, for their deen, for them to be enlisted among the best of Muslims, Allah and salawat. Inshallah, we continue the arrival of this month of Ramadan tomorrow in the khutbah, and also in tomorrow night's session. May Allah Ta'ala accept from each one of us the qabool and hasan, and help us in our intentions, in our niyyah, in the sacred month of Ramadan.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.